Now, a local businesswoman says she's shocked after a DUP MLA wrote to her complaining that she had soft porn on display in one of her establishments. Emma Bricknell, who owns the Made in Belfast restaurant, received a letter from DUP's Robin Newton. It said one of his constituents had contacted him about pictures in the toilets of her Cathedral Quarter restaurant, and Emma's on the line. Good morning, Emma.
Morning.
So, I haven't seen them, and I gather Robin Newton hadn't seen them, as one of his constituents had told him about this. And we of course, asked him if he'd come onto the programme. He said he didn't wish to, but he confirmed he had written to you. But describe these pictures for me, if you will.
Well, firstly, for the letter, they weren't described as soft porn, they were described as porn. But all these images come from magazines like ID Magazine, The Face Magazine, La Loda, a French magazine, magazines like Italian Vogue, British Vogue, you know, Pop Magazine, Love Magazine. These are images that depict all different kinds of women and men. They are naked, but they're art house magazines from photographers like Herbritz, Ellen Van Unworth, Helmut Newton. There's an image actually of dummies by the pop artist Alan Jones. So these are not pornographic images. You know, to me, the word pornography depicts sort of images or material that arousement. So these are art house images from renowned fashion and culture magazines.
So why do you have some of the toilets marked X-rated then?
Well, I mean
that's your choice, isn't it?
You appreciate there are children coming in, and some people have a choice. So we thought, we'll let the public know these two are X-rated, but it's a little bit tongue-in-cheek, really, because they're not X-rated, you know. And actual fact, the images that contain would be more sort of nudity of women are in the female toilets. And these are models like Naomi Campbell, Christine McHenry, Kate Moss, we have Beth Ditto, which is a larger-than-life curvaceous lady, These are not just images from, Nuts magazine, a loaded magazine. None of these women are superimposed. In fact, the only one that has, and it would be super, would be Pamela Anderson, and she's fully clothed in a Vivienne Westwood advert. So, we just thought we'd let people know. And we do have a toilet that has no images at all in this for people, disabled people, people with children, we try to cater for everybody.
So really, it's just a good bit of publicity seeking, is it? Is this you want us to talk about it? You want to be noticed? You want people to bring
really.
Attention to your
really
restaurant?
This is the first ever sort of conversation I've had or a letter from an MLA here. I've been here for 7 years. I have two businesses, soon to be three. I employ 60 people, not 16, but actually 60 people. This is the first letter I've ever had. I've never had any other offerings of help. But the sad thing was, the day after we got this letter, we'd actually been broken into. And the police came, and we sort of voiced that we needed more security in this area. But again, no MLAs have come down to address this problem with us yet. This is the first letter that I've got from an MLA. This person's meant to be involved in business in the local community. How is he helping me, really? How is this helping me?
Do you think it's the kind of thing that would happen anywhere else, or is it just, your restaurant's called Made in Belfast, and we were rather saying tongue-in-cheek, only in Belfast. Is this a narrow Northern Ireland attitude?
I think it is. I travel quite a lot, and you look at images like, I was in Museo de Prado in Madrid recently, and there's a very famous picture by Goya called Maca Desnuda, which is actually the first depiction of a woman's genitalia in the Western world. And there was children in this art gallery at 9 o'clock at night. They weren't blindfolded. If you go to the Museum d'Orsay in Paris, you see Olympia by Manet. Again, she's showing breasts and female genitalia. I just want to jump in here as well. It's not just women. It's men. It's men in the imagery as well. So, do you stop children going in there, or do people go in there? And there's been nudes in the church for years as well. There was an issue like this, I believe, at Edinburgh Airport when a Picasso was showed to publicise the British art. Museum and gallery there, and people did complain, but the council stepped in and said, this is bizarre, this is a piece of art, you don't have to look, but there is a difference between pornography, lads mags, and art pictures, I do believe.
So you're saying if it was an art?
Berlin, Paris, Madrid, London, Glasgow, this wouldn't happen, this is a typical Northern Irish thing, and it's about time we just stop taking it on the chin and say, oh, it's Northern Ireland, that we change things. We're meant to be a European city,
However, you might expect that if you're going into an art gallery or some other public building, going into a restaurant or perhaps taking the family out, sending the children to go on into the toilets on their own. You don't really expect that to be there. And if you've been into the restaurant and you have a view, pick up the phone 08459 555 678. We'd like to hear what you think of them, because I haven't actually seen them. But you have to admit, it's a great publicity thing you've achieved here. And
this is not publicity. This is merely me standing up saying, as a businesswoman, you know, I'm tired of, you know, we have 40,000 people through our restaurant the last 2.5 years. And out of that, we collate our comment cards. We've had 10 complaints, all from individuals without children. We've had people come in the restaurant with children saying, what's the big fuss? This is not people with families. These are individuals from certain minority groups here that still have such a fundamental role in Northern Ireland. And it's crazy. The families aren't complaining. If families were complaining, we have a toilet for youth, for families with children, you know. And also I want to say, we have women come in our restaurant quite a lot that breastfeed. Northern Ireland has one of the lowest breastfeeding rates in Europe, if not the world. Are people going to complain about a woman breastfeeding if she displays her breasts? You know, that's not acceptable. And it's not like it's a branch of Mothercare. This is an avant-garde, quirky restaurant with tongue-in-cheek, you know, and people know what they're coming in for.
They're going in for a meal. They're not going in to look at photographs of either men or women naked or whatever state you describe them as. I mean, if you go to a restaurant, that's not what you're going for.
Well, no, but if you go to Muriel's, a fantastic bar in Church Street in Belfast, there's beautiful pictures of sort of pre-war, you know, Britain and Germany of women. You know, there's pictures in the Merchant as well. You know, we're meant to be a European city. I don't understand what the issue is. It's the naked form is beautiful. These women, it's not pornography. It's art. They're art magazines, and there is a difference. And of all the offence we've called, like I said, 10 people in the last 2.5 years have complained. I can see on a spreadsheet, you know, these are all individuals without children, and the majority of the naked women would be in the female toilets. You know?
Well, certainly you've done yourself no harm, because the publicity in the papers and now on the radio, well, people will say, well, let's go and see for ourselves. So is this good for business? I mean, you're talking about opening a third restaurant?
Well, it is good for business. There's a bigger picture here, though. You know, as a businesswoman, like I said, I employ 60 people, soon to be 100 with number three. And I'm saying, like, this is the first time in MLA. You know, I've got a house in East Belfast as well. It's come to me. Nobody. No one's ever offered help or issued the problems in the area of Cathedral Quarter or the city centre. So, yes, this is good publicity, but there's a bigger picture here, you know.
Will you respond to the complaints you've had and to this letter by taking them down?
I was like shocked. Yeah, we've been broken into the day before. I haven't got the time and energy to reply to this. You know, I do generally, if people complain about food, we work closely with the council for different issues. Generally, I do. I would, you know, answer back their query or complaint. But this one, no. Absolutely. And I think, you know, this council's got bigger issues at hand as well with the economy, and rather me just replying to this letter.
What you say, there've been break-ins in the area.
Is there a break-in problem? In the area. I mean, like, okay, you know, it's 9:30 in the morning, but, you know, that street's renowned. We've had a carjack in there. Someone was seriously run over. There was a mugging. You know, we've been broken into. A lot of my staff would be, younger homosexual boys, and they work and they go out for a cigarette break, as you do 10 at night. You know, we start to do cigarette breaks. They've been approached on many occasions. It's quite renowned that area to be a bit of a pickup joint. You know, there's no police around there. There's no cameras in that street. And the police were quite open to the fact that, yeah, we need them down here. This is an area that when you get on the plane and people talk about the cool area of Northern Ireland, Belfast, it's Cathedral Quarter. And yet they're doing as little as possible to make it safer around that area, I feel, you know.
So you feel that our public representative should be looking at the problems in the area rather than the issues of what's hanging on the walls of the loo?
I mean, you look at places like Sydney and, you know, the revenue hospitality brings in. No one's ever come to me and said, you know, could you do this or this to make the revenue better? Or what do you think we should be doing as councillors? How could we help you? MLAs have never come to me. You know, I work close to Wendy at the council and Pierre and tourism, but MLAs themselves have never come down. And these individuals that I'm paying as a taxpayer, you are, to represent us and help us in this hardship, you know, economic hardship.
And we're talking about pictures on the back of the loo door. Is there graffiti in your loos as well?
Yes, there is graffiti. Yes, there is.
And do you think that it is less or more offensive than a photo, than a painting?
Well, it depends
how you take it.
I think they're talking about it. It was actually referred to as cocktails, and it's in the men's toilets. But we change it every once in a while. Sometimes we put something a bit cheeky up. Sometimes we don't. But we never get complaints about that. It depends how you really could transcript it, you know, how you would sort of think what does that mean? We change it a lot, you know. One thing out of this, look, I'm not going, you know, you do learn. I think maybe we could put on the toilet, you know, that this would be a children's toilet, you know, the accessibility one with the baby change. There's nothing in there apart from a tattoo picture of Ed Harvey, you know. I'm not trying to cause controversy. I don't want to cause offence. You know, I just want to run my businesses. And then say, surely I have the right to display in my businesses what I wish to, as long as it's not too offensive. And this is the first really big complaint we've ever had, you know.
Well, let me bring in Julie, who's been into the restaurant. Morning, Julie.
Good morning.
Were you taking the family with you?
Yes, it was actually a Father's Day meal out, and it was the first time that myself and my husband had been to the restaurant, but my daughters had been there before, and decided they needed to go to the loo. And one of the daughters said, it's a bit of a joke now, Mum, be careful, there's photographs in there.
So she was warning you?
Yeah, I mean, it was a joke, you know, it was a joke. And I wasn't offended in the slightest. Now, because I've only been there once, I can't remember, but I think there was a notice saying, don't look up, so because there were photographs on the ceiling as well. But, I mean, my mother's 77, and I feel I could bring her there. I don't know about children now, but, I mean, I want to be honest, the photographs are almost like a collage. They're over the top of each other. I think you would have to be sitting for quite a while to peer amongst the photographs to see something to be offensive.
Well, you know what they say in Northern Ireland, we go 20 miles to be offended.
I mean, it's almost like, you know, the photographs, there wasn't an inch of space. They were all overlapping. And I wasn't looking now to be offended, but I couldn't see anything in the short time that it was there, anything that was offensive.
What about don't look up? Is that right, Emma? Is there something saying don't look up?
I don't know. I mean, like, the guy that did the toilets with me is a guy called Timmy White, who owns Gertrude Annan. He's a designer as well. And he took forever to choose these images. He really took his time to collate them because he wanted to put across all different kinds of beautiful men and women. I mean, there's a lovely picture of a pregnant woman there, you know, and you see naked pregnant women, as well as Madonna and stuff. I was in the Dodomo in Milan recently.
But is there something on the ceiling that, you know,
there's
obviously...
There's a picture on the ceiling that says Vote for Donkey. I think there's a girl next door to me, Karen from Copper Moon, a really talented artist. And with the last campaign, she was putting them up, you know, it was a bit like a pop art thing. I mean, they're on top of each other, they're collated, there's collages.
And well, of course, if you see a sign saying don't look up, you automatically look up, don't you?
I don't know about this. I want to say one thing as well. There's a guy, an actor, that comes in the restaurant, Alfie Allen, Lily Allen's brother, and he has no problems going in a bathroom when his sister's breasts are exposed. You know, he has never complained. So that's her brother, and he doesn't seem to mind too much. It's art, you know. Don't look up again to him when I've done that.
The problem is, what's art in one person's eyes is pornography in another. Let me bring in Brian. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Linda. How are you?
Good morning. Go ahead.
Yes. I don't really appreciate this being turned into some kind of humorous issue. You know, with falling standards in society today and in the community and things like that, and public standards that are held there, you know, in place by legislation about decency and things like that, you know, something like this shouldn't be allowed. It shouldn't be in their restaurant. I wouldn't go there if I knew that that was in the toilets. I wouldn't take my family. I wouldn't take my children. You know, I believe it's completely wrong. Saying that we're in Europe is no excuse whatsoever for, you know, to adopt any other standards of any other European country or their laws of decency or whatever. So, you know, I don't see the point in it. I don't see why she's done this. I don't think it's going to help her food taste better. And I don't think it's going to make her popular, you know, with a lot of families in Northern Ireland. So,
Well, Emma's there. You can put these points to her. Emma, Brian's making the point that it's really not. Why should we lower our standards here in Northern Ireland? Go ahead.
We're not lowering our standards. And whose standards? Who set these standards? Why? Because some MLA set a standard. Why should I follow him?
Well, Brian says it's his standard too.
Go on
the MLA's Emma.
The month of July by these politicians, and I don't follow their standards.
Emma.
You know,
these politicians are elected by the people.
I'm not depicting. Yeah. None of those images contain paedophilia, bestiality, aggression towards individuals, submissiveness, dominatrix, nothing like that. These are pure images of beautiful individuals.
That doesn't matter. You know, people can look at that in their own private spare time. You know, you cannot display it publicly on the street or on billboards.
I don't appreciate
that. There are laws of decency in this country, And that is
no one's arrested me. No one's arrested me for displaying that. So how is that law? I'm allowed to do that. You know, no one's arrested me for displaying breasts. The police. The
well,
police
you're
have been
bringing
in my
it to the attention of the public
Thursday.
Now, and you know, people have the right to complain.
They
and
do have the
you
right.
Might,
as I have the right to
visit.
Show imagery in
you
my restaurant to my customers, and out of 40,000 people, like I said, roughly about 10 complaints. You know, and then not
well, you're going to get a lot of complaints now, I assure you, Emma, because I didn't
that's
know about
right.
it.
And we'll carry on having complaints, and we'll carry on having complaints.
Thousands of other people
we've
in Northern Ireland.
Nothing but positivity. Sorry to be talking over you, but nothing but positivity. People have been coming in the restaurant and saying, like, oh, what's the big fuss about? Oh, cool, you know? None of those images are aggressive or violent towards any individual, race or gender,
there are
you know, they're beautiful
of people
images.
In this country, and politicians represent a great constituency of the country here that would have problems with that, Emma. So we would have.
They don't represent me either, so I've got to follow suit because you think there's one sector of community that believes that I should follow them. Mm-hmm. Really? There's a lot of politicians here that think I'm doing a great thing. You know, and there has
I respect
no
the politicians. You know, I go out and I vote, and I respect the politicians that are there because of my vote. And so, you know,
I respect the politicians that
I
my vote as well.
Job. And
a lot of
I'm glad that one of our politicians has
on the back and say,
your attention. I'm glad that.
Brian, you haven't been and don't intend going. Stay on the line with me, Brian, and I'm going to bring in Alex. Good morning, Alex.
Hi, yes, I'm just listening to this conversation. I mean, if Brian finds it so offensive, he hasn't seen the pictures like I have, but he doesn't have to go to the restaurant. But what I would make a point was the restaurateur was making a point about crime that happened in the area and the MLA hadn't raised that or anything. Maybe if less was spent on MLAs and MLAs writing letters. I mean, I came through Cumber the other day, and there's two DP officers, one either side of the square, facing each other. And yet in Cumber, they're closing the police station because basically the Assembly, I suppose, haven't made enough money available to keep it open. They can have two. One of the main parties can afford to have two officers.
Thank you.
I think that's the real scandal. So it is, you know. And MLA's office is writing out letters on silly things because basically they've little else to do. They're not well. They're over resourced.
Thank you, Alex.
Absolutely. They're there to do a bigger job than look at my restaurant and, you know, picture the so-called porn. I mean, we pay these individuals. He's taken the time and effort to write letters to me. There's a bigger picture going on here in Northern Ireland, you know.
Brian, thank you for that. Or Brian's still with us. David, you want to speak to Brian?
Yes. I just wanted to say, Linda, why do these Christians always think that their philosophy is right? I mean,
You're going to have to speak one at a time, Brian. I'll bring you in a moment. Let David make his point first.
I mean, we get religion pumped down our throats every time, and they just suppose that their thing is right, and we're all wrong. You know?
Yeah.
Where are they coming from?
Brian. Brian?
Well, as I say, you know, the Bible says that Christians are the salt of the earth, you know, and they do keep a lot of, you know,
You really
can't all speak at once. I'll give you each of you a chance. So go ahead, Brian.
Standards. We do need to uphold standards in Northern Ireland as a Christian or a non-Christian. You know, there's all kinds of ways in which society is trying to eat away or the media is trying to eat away at public decency and standards. I see it all the time, you know, where something is it's called art or it's called fashion or something like this, but it's only a backdoor, you know, to public indecency and things
like
that.
But what's wrong with that anyway?
You know, on television or radio or, you know.
David, your turn.
What is wrong with the human body that God made? And you keep quoting the Bible. What about all these
I have to go now, Linda. I'm sorry. I have some work to do today. I'm sorry, I have to go now. Thanks very much.
Brian's been good to hear from you. Let me bring in Lydia. Good morning, Lydia.
Oh, good morning, there. Good morning.
Good morning.
No, you know what it is? That lady's still there, isn't she?
Emma's still there, who owns the restaurant,
yeah.
Yes.
Lovely, dear. Good morning, Emma. Emma, you know what I would like to ask you, dear? And I don't agree with your
excitement. Sorry, I'm sort of slightly ridiculous to speak up a wee bit. I can't hear very well.
But anyway... if the pictures are a work of art and they're so lovely and you really stand by them, why do you not have them in your restaurant? Why in the toilet?
It was fitting with the I mean, have you been in the restaurant? You're fighting for wall space at the moment. There's pictures of other things in there. You know, we've got a lot of we're a very busy restaurant for starters, so a lot of the wall space is taken up with like menus and mirrors and other posters up there as well, sort of positive, quirky, tongue-in-cheek posters. There's a picture of Evita Peron, fan of hers, you know. So there really wasn't a lot of space. When we got to the toilets, we thought, what can we do here? You know.
Are you saying then that the art that's on the walls in the restaurant is the same as the art in the toilets?
No, not really. It's things like the whole keep calm and carry on and stuff like that. I mean, in the restaurant itself, we get more complaints. We've got like old-fashioned wallpaper with Union Jacks on. We've got a trike hanging down because originally it was called Hooligan. So it was a mixture of the British and Irish theme. But you've got we've got like to open a restaurant, we put like mirrors along it to open up. It's very dark in there, and obviously with the front change. So the rest of it's really taken up with sort of blackboards and writing space for food and drink. There's a couple of posters up and stuff like that, but you'd have to come in and see. You really couldn't get the imagery. We had some, I mean, Best Ditto is on the wall. If you're looking to restaurant, you look to your right. There's Best Ditto there, sort of on the wall, and she's naked with tattoos and stuff like that. Just love
see,
magazine.
You see, Emma. My daughter's not a prune. I'm a prune, to be quite honest with you. That's why we can go to your restaurant.
Anyway,
but Aidan McCrisso was there in the toilet. I think there's enough filth and dirt and carry on in the country without, I don't know, what's on walls. But all I'm saying is, well, why don't you move some of the stuff that's in the restaurant into the toilet? These mirrors would be beautiful, I'm sure, in the toilet.
You say mirrors. Sure about the toilet. Right, possibly would do that, you know.
You know, it is... There's no common sense with you, Pat, to be quite honest with you, though.
Well, really basically, you know, no offense, I want to go to the toilet, that's when we have the space to do that. It wasn't done intentionally, you know.
Don't talk over each other.
We saw drinks and food. You have to have special boards. And, I mean, we really hunt animal ethics. We work a lot with charities. These things are written around the restaurant, so that kind of took the wall space, you know. And in the toilet.
I could well believe it. I suppose, four walls and a building, unless you put wee nooks and crannies and all
that. I can't hear very well. My point is this.
Also, why then do you exclude one toilet from these pictures than the other two?
Because we were trying to meet halfway. We thought, you know something, there's a baby changing there. And if children are coming in, you must know, Pat. The communal area...
They're not good for children.
It shows breasts of a pregnant woman. I think the issue is maybe the other toilets, people are finding them really offensive, the girls' ones, because they show full nudity of men and women. But the one at the end is the baby change, it's accessibility.
So you do realise, perhaps we could meet it and put it on, like, children's toilet. So Lydia's point is you do realise then that these are unsuitable. That's really what Lydia's saying.
No, I don't. I'm not saying it aren't. See, what I'm saying is there's a choice matter there. I mean, really, you've got to walk through the communal bit anyway to see nude images. These are children. Most children are fed from the breast in our country. So they're going through the toilet. I don't see the problem. I mean, the other two toilets, you know, one with the X-rated on, let me say, when you go into the toilets, the first one on the right has images by a guy called Alan Jones, a pop art sculptor, you know, who was going to do Stanley Kubrick's film, Clockwork Orange, and didn't in the end. It's very funky and cool. And they're plastic dummies.
Just because it's art doesn't make it suitable.
Exactly.
They're dummies. They're plastic dummies with, like, underwear on and stuff. I mean, if somebody gets offended by a plastic dummy, the second one is Christy McHenry, Naomi Campbell's Helmut Newton, her Brits images. Then there's the third one as well that have, like, sort of graffiti on the walls and some images there. And that's the men's toilet. Then there's the accessibility toilet at the end and the one with the baby change.
I think the point Lydia's making is that realistically, we ran out of images as well, so we used scraps of wallpaper. Let me give you some comments from texters. Made in Belfast, an excellent restaurant, superb food staff and great atmosphere, says a texter. I've taken many people visiting Belfast. No one's ever been offended, a fuss about nothing. And another texter says, Linda, this could only happen in Belfast. Never mind the economy being shot to bits, an art house picture on a wall. Good grief, I despair of the place. Joseph in Ballymena says, typical Northern Ireland, big fuss about nothing. And Alan Innard says, yes, I agree, it's making Northern Ireland sound backward. But what about teaching the Bible to kids? You mean they don't get talked about Adam and Eve being naked in the Garden of Eden? Lydia, your real point is that Emma knows what she's doing.
Exactly. You see, I agree that what the Bible teaches, and I agree that Adam and Eve are naked in the Garden. But that was a special that sin had come into the garden, and that's what made people put their clothes on. Sin come in. Now, we have a wonderful country. Okay, people run it down, but out of small apples there, you know, the tree grows, and it is the foundation. It's a foundation of something you have to build on. And the country needs to be built on the Bible.
Well, Lydia, thank you for taking...
It's right in people to think and what people believe to be right.